I feel like a day now, it's me, Alan Smith. We'll be publicly soon as it is, PB Presses or not, on Friday, April 12th. So, front page of paper today is youth yobs terrorise Doon with fireworks and racist language. Well, I didn't know I was on either kind of yobs, but it says youthines, and it's just escalating youth antisocial behaviour is causing misery in a northeast community for worried residents. Have called for a Bobby's crackdown. Additional patrols were detailed to West Hill following an incident in which a masked gang of young folk terrorised staff and customers at Duncano's restaurant. Like we mentioned that when it happened. Since then, however, locals say cars have been targeted by firework chucking youths. There have been reports of youngsters on the reef at the shopping centre and visitors to one hotel have had racial slurs shouted at them. Some residents have turned to social media to call for additional action to calm the situation. Andrew Bowie MP believes serious action is needed in a community not commonly associated with such disturbances. He said the recent Bobbies are patrols are welcome, but the undesirable elements need to be left in no doubt this is no place for trouble. So in other words, a good kick up the backside is what he's advocating. I think the Bobbies aren't allowed to do that anymore, so we shall see if it comes to this, but crikey, West Hill's really getting a guy wild place. It's like a Wild West, never mind West Hill. Now, here's a robber pretended he had a gun during petrol station raid. So, a robber surrendered to Bobby shortly after committing a terrifying petrol station raid, which saw him get away with a quantity of energy drinks. A quote was heard. Robert Livingston left the shop worker in shock and fear after pinting what looked to be a gun at him at the BP filling station on King Street in Aberdeen on June 29th, 2023. The High Court in Edinburgh, going to the High Court for this, energy drinks. Anyway, they heard how the 29-year-old worker managed to press a panic button before running into a back office. He then saw Livingston, who was currently serving a 37-month term for a knife point robbery, which saw him seize packets of Chew-Its. My God, is this the last day great crime robber, crime? The genius is this boy, I think. And at the filling station, he pinched packs of Red Bull and Monster drinks. He fled the scene, but later decided to hand himself into Bobby's at the Kitty Brewster Bobby station. When I was at it, he was on CCTV, and it was a bit of a nonsense. His defence agent said Livingston had mental health problems. He says, I think a report in this case would be helpful. Lord Weir, if I was sitting, the judge deferred sentence on Livingston. He will be sentenced at the High Court in Inverness on May the 2nd, 2024. So, oh my God. Much wonder I can't get anything dean in the courts for us clogged up with all this kind of numpties. What an idiot. Now, here's a US space agency, NASA, is being asked to help a new scientific hunt to find Nessie. So, NASA looking for Nessie. NASA has been asked to help out in a new search for the Loch Ness Monster is going to be getting underway. The Loch Ness Centre in the Highlands has asked space explorers, NASA, and other scientists and universities to lend their expertise in a new hunt for the rumoured creature. Last year, one of the biggest searches of Loch Ness concluded with a hydrophone capturing loud underwater noises and several potential sightings. The latest search will take place on the 90th anniversary of the first organised surface watch of Loch Ness, Sir Edward Mountain's expedition, from May the 30th to June the 2nd. Since that first expedition in 1934, there have been more than 1,156 sightings to beastie on the official Loch Ness Monster Sightings Register. Okay, last year, the newly revamped Loch Ness Centre partnered with Loch Ness Exploration, an independent and voluntary research team. Together with hundreds of in-person and virtual volunteers to search the famous waters, volunteers are being recruited to keep a giant surface watch. They will be briefed on what to look out for and how to record findings. Those unable to make it to the loch can get involved through keeping an eye on live cameras on the Visit Inverness Loch Ness website. A special screening of Loch Ness, They Created a Monster, a documentary exploring the monster hunting frenzy in the 70s and 80s, with a special Q&A session involving the director, John McLaverty, will also take place. A live debate is scheduled with researcher Alan McKenna from Loch Ness Exploration and an eyewitness account. Well, I have to look back to front of paper to see it's the 1st of April, but no, it is the 12th, and again, a bit Ness is hiding in below, just laughing at all this folk. Nobody will ever find us, is far too clever. Just keep telling Abriard. Keep it tourists coming up to Loch Ness. Now here is get your pooch ready for a party as doggy discos come to tune, would you believe? So disco parties for dogs and their owners are coming to Aberdeen City Centre. A number of doggy disco parties will be held at the Blue Lump Pub in the music venue next month. Organiser Possum Parties will be running three first-of-their-kind sessions, one for Dachshunds, another one for Cockapoos, and a third one for any kind of dog. The disco planner say all friendly socialised dogs are welcome. The events will have several amenities for dogs and owners, including a full drinks menu, delicious puppuccinos, and competitions such as Best Dressed Pup. Pets will be able to run around and make new pals while enjoying dog sofas, ball pits, glow sticks and a bubble machine. Meanwhile, boutique stalls from local businesses will also be set up in the day. The disco parties are a great opportunity for dogs and owners to get together and make new pals. Each session lasts 75 minutes during which dogs can be off lead. The events are family friendly and provide many fun photo opportunities to remember the day. Meanwhile, dogs are offered unlimited treats. Oh, crikey. That'd be right up over doggy Ozzy Street. Anyway, I can tell you that. The three parties will take place at the popular bar on May the 11th. So the first thing is a doodle party. It's from 11 to quarter by 12. Then it's a dashing party. Half past 12 to quarter to 2. And then a pups party from 2 o'clock to quarter by 3. Tickets are £15 plus a £1 booking fee. And additional owner or dog tickets are £5 plus a 50 pence booking fee. So, well, if you have a doggy and it likes to dance, then get yourself along here and they'll certainly take your money off you. See if your dog's a disco diva or a display likes going for the grub. But Ozzy would be. Here is a volunteer recruitment drive for Mearns area. So this is a range of volunteering opportunities that are to be offered across Kincardine and Mearns at an upcoming Stonehaven event. More than 20 groups and voluntary organisations will attend the meeting to inform the community on the services they provide as well as opportunities they have for volunteers. KDP Development Officer Margot Titmus is among the recruiters encouraging folk to attend. She says many local groups are in need of helpers and this is an excellent chance to find out what opportunities are out there. Volunteering is a great way to learn new skills, meet new folk and feel like you're doing something worthwhile in the community. The event takes place in Fetareso Kirk Hall on Thursday, April 25th from 3 o'clock to 7 o'clock. And if you want to care more about it, if that is your cup of tea, then contact Margot at kdp.scot. So, well, I think very wise words of Arthur Daly never volunteer for anything. This means you know, army sketch when the colonel's asking for volunteers to take one step for it, and otherwise all soldiers take one step back and leave a new recruit standing by himself. So, but like I think I've often mentioned on here at Stonehaven, there's so much things going on, there's always, you know, something happening and there must be an amazing amount of volunteers. So maybe just looking for the next generation to come on up now and keep all that thing going, because you know, things don't just happen by themselves. So thank God it's about too far out of my road though. No, just finish up with sport as normal, and the back page of paper today is Barron fits the mould for Italy. So Aberdeen midfielder Conor Barron fits the mould of what Italian clubs are looking for, claims an Italian fit by expert. The Scotland under 21 international has been linked with a move to Serie A with Sassuolo and Cagliari both reportedly on the trail of the 21-year-old who is out of contract in the summer. Stephen Kasiewicz, writer for Fitba Italia, is no surprise to see Barron on the radar of clubs in Italy. Obviously, you know, some of his predecessors, as you know, made a big hit, had a tremendous impact on it over here, and Italian clubs will maybe start looking more at Scottish lads and maybe Aberdeen in particular. And if they can get enough of them up and through the ranks, they'll maybe get enough for the new stadium here. But, you know, they want to hang on to their best players for a year or two before they sell them on. But, anyway, great scouting for Aberdeen and great coaching, obviously, so well done. And come on, Aberdeen. No, that's me done for today. Now, it's the wee Buckley Stories of today's Prison Journal on Friday, 12th April 2024. And it's been an absolute glorious day. The forecasters were spot on and absolutely tip top from start to finish. Got a wee bit breezy later on about supper time, but overall, you couldn't have asked for a better day. Lovely, fine and sunny, and just a gentle breeze. And excellent Scottish spring into summer kind of day. So anyway, thanks so much for listening to this podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please make sure and tell a pal about it. Get them to listen on Spotify. Follow us on Spotify. It's the best thing they can do. They'll never miss an episode, and it'll give them something to listen to. And you know, they flick through other channels and realise that to the hundreds of channels, there's nine they're wanting to watch. On. So, Doric Express can fill in that gap for a minute. If you can manage that, it would just be dandy. In the meantime, thanks very much. Cheers now. Toodaloo.